We often associate the mitzvah of Ava with the Kedusha of Shabbos. Whether it's Kiddush, benching, tefillah, we always emphasize that theme. If it's a Shabbos and a Yontif, in addition to Kedusha Sem of Yontif, we always make sure to insert some reference to the mitzvah of Ava. And a very, very simple question, what exactly is the source? Where do you see that alignment, that association between Shabbos and Av? This is also true when it comes to the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu. Rashi describes the bris as bris shel Av. One no doubt could raise that question as well, that where indeed do you see the midas ha'ava in describing the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu? In Tfilas Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, regarding Noach, the Ava Zacharta. And maybe even a fourth Maramakom, an unusual context, Ephron Hachiti, brokering with Avram Avinu to the purchase of the Maras HaMachpela. Rashi writes the following, after all, Ben Shnei Oavim Kamonu. Ephron says, you know, two such close friends, using the Mid of Ava, where exactly is the source of the Mid of Ava regarding that relationship, at least in the mind of Ephron Hachiti? So where do you see in all of these cases that the Midah Vava somehow is that which is being emphasized? Maybe there's a common denominator in all four cases. When you look in the Rashi that describes the bris of Kadosh Baruch Hu Avram Avinu, bris shel Ava, Rashi is commenting on the following pasuk, Ve'etna brisi beini uveinecha. That's what Rashi writes, bris shel av. You know, apparently that's the meaning of that pasuk. When the Torah goes out of its way and says, beini uven, this is something between us, that implies a certain sense of closeness, a certain sense of intimacy. When we describe marriage, we refer to it dvarim she beino ubeina. It means a close-knit, an intimate relationship. And maybe that's exactly the answer. Rabbi Yehuda Baruch Finkel writes that whenever the Torah uses that term, beini uven, that's always an indicator of a midah of Ava. When it comes to our Parshas Noach, the Torah describes, after all, this is a bris, beini uveinechem, and that's why in Musaf we assume that, yes, it is a bris shel Ava. And even the perspective of Ephron Hachiti, Abam Yoshek Okesev, beini uveincha mahi. Beinu veincha, Rashi translates as ben shnei oavim kamonu. And if you look at the model of something which is beini uven, isn't that exactly the model of Shabbos? Multiple psukim, but beini ubnei Yisrael osi liolam. This is something that represents a relationship, an intimacy, a closeness, and therefore, in all of these cases, that's why it elicits a certain sense of absolute Ava. And that's why, unlike even typical Yontif, Shabbos, we have to emphasize, that is the Ava Uvaratzah. Why exactly indeed is that true? Why is it that one should make that association of Shabbos with the Midah of Ava? Perhaps one could suggest it's based on the Sugyan Beitz and Daf Tezayin, that, of course, it's so reasonable that Yontif was given to Knesset Yisrael. After all, if Yontif celebrates Yetzias Mitzrayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a manhig, if it represents Archerus, Kabbalah Satorah, Kivasukos Soshavti, it would be very unusual that the Umas HaOlam should be celebrating Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. But at first glance, if one were to think of something which is so universal that should bind not only Knesset Yisrael, but the entire world, all of humanity, wouldn't Shabbos come to mind? After all, what is more universal than Kisheshes Yamin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed as a Borei. And perhaps that's part of the meaning of that Sugyan Beitz and Daf Tezayin, that you know what? That Shabbos is a Matana Tov. Shabbos was a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, because maybe the default position, the Muskal Rishon, is Shabbos could have been something which is universal. What's more universal than Bria Shamayim Va'aretz? But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. He gave it to us as a matana. He gave it to us bitsina. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk, because b'ini uvein b'nei Yisrael osi li'olam. The fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us something that maybe we would have thought could be given universally, but it is uniquely ours. That's a matana, that's the midavava. I would connect this with the comment that the Stipler has in Berachas Peretz, the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Isn't that true when it comes to our mitzvah, Avas Hashem? How is it that a person attains Avas Hashem? The Stipler writes, not just simply doing that which is mandated, that which is obligatory, but when a person overreaches, a person goes lifnei mishuras hadin. The reason so many parshios in the Torah, whether it's a parsha of Nazir, or whether it's a karban nedava, or even a mitzvah of truma, where built-in discretion, because mikra din chita achas poteres esakri, but it's really up to you. Why is all of this up to us? After all, if this is important for avodas Hashem, let the Torah demand. And if it's not, why exactly is it included? Why is it that Chazal constructed tefillah that in addition to shachris and mincha, there's a tefillah schova, but arvis as a tefillah s'rishus? It's because when a person embraces mili d'rishus, that is the greatest manifestation of the midavava. A person does what he's obligated to do. Well, of course, as the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Dalet, Sar, Onesh, I have a choice. Of course I'm obligated to do this. You realize what the repercussion would be if I don't perform and fulfill that which is mandated. But all of a sudden you see a person is engaging in mili d'rishus. Not really offering a karban chova, offering a karban edava. Not giving chita achas, but giving so much more for the mitzvah of truma. A person embraces a parsa of nazir. A person who davens with such great kavana, not just shachris and mincha, but even arvis. It demonstrates that you view tefillah not as an obligation, but as an opportunity. The mili d'rishus, the Stipler writes, is really the greatest indicator of the midah of Av. And therefore, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochel, if nimishru sadin, gives a Shabbos bitzina as a matana tova, it's not surprising that we associate that with the midah of Av. Avraham Avinu described as being Avraham Ohavi. Oh, the sugi niyum adav chavches. Ekev es hasham Avraham bakoli. Avraham Avinu kiim kolotorokula kodem shenitna. Avraham Avinu is the model. The model of Einu Mitzuvah Vosen. You have to wait for the Tzivui Hashem in order to embrace the Ratzon HaTorah. After all that, the moment Avraham Avinu had any glimpse, the Ramban writes, Mamish, Aruach HaKodesh, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, you jump at that opportunity, irrespective of whether it's considered to be a Tzivui or whether it's not. And that's the greatest indicator of the Midas Ha'avah. I urge you to embrace that type of avodas Hashem. Of course, we begin with that which is absolutely mandated. You know, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah speaks about the ava hamichuyeves, the mitzvah satorah, the esek batorah. The Rambam Ochus Tshuva speaks about the ava haru'uya, the appropriate ava, seemingly that aside from that which is mandated, but there's a type of avas Hashem that we see being an eved as an opportunity, not just simply as being an obligation. And maybe that is exactly the full circle. That is the midah sa'ava, that is the discretion, that is alluded to whenever the Torah uses the term b'ni uven. Whether it's a reference to Noach or the perspective of Ephron Hachiti, when it comes to Avraham Avinu, and especially when it comes to Shabbos, the ava uveratza. To be able to recognize that incredible matana tova given to us, Bitzina, Beinu Ven Bnei Yisrael, Osi Liyom.